Well, if he hadn't had a seatbelt on, it'd probably been all the same.
Yeah.
Probably tore him up.
It was an old Ford, 51, 52, and the doors flew open, of course. Yeah. I think that's probably what happened. Half of them went outside. Yeah. And
there was a case up here last week. Shattucker, 2 weeks ago, where the man was driving a big truck and he got on the railroad track and seen his train just about to hit him. He jumped out of the truck, and if he hadn't jumped, it just tore the
Well, that old boy's pretty lucky.
He just, if he had on the safety belt, he would have been killed because he couldn't get it off.
He had a big loaded rattle, semi-load.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet that fixed that train.
Guess he jumped, probably did he break an ankle or leg when he jumped. But
I think he broke an arm or leg.
Just missed it. Nearly escaped it.
You know, it doesn't take you long to get out of one of those belts. You just make a pass with your fingers and you hit the lever, and it pops right open and you can be on your way.
You know, I think a lot of people anymore drive. I know I caught myself doing it. I'll go across the railroad track, or I'll come up to this highway up here somewhere. And I'll see a stop sign, but a lot of times I think I stop, but I don't. And then I'll drive one railroad track, and I think I'm looking down it, but I don't. I just drive right on across it. I know darn well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you just think you've looked, and you don't.
Train honked at Woodward, and she just went right on after it honked, and the darn thing came down and just about hit the top of the car. Nita?
It did.
Yeah. With Thunder coming in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, she just went on and just got to sit on train.
Them gates all fixed where they'll break.
Yeah, but it just barely, it just missed. We just got out before that hit us. It was coming down.
You don't need to get in there.
It certainly would scare you if that thing came down and flung out of the car.
Frank didn't stay here while that. He thought the train's a long ways off. And of course,
the thing came down, we just missed it too. I tell you, them
darn trains are moving nowadays. Wasn't a long ways off at all.
Well, it was right here. Well,
them suckers pulled around through here.
Look, Tanner. Mom's gonna make you some gravy.
Tanner, come on. Oh, if I asked you, is it very far down to Fargo, what would you say?
No, I'd say not too far, about a half a mile.
I think he wants to see what's in there.
Yeah. You just add it.
I don't know whether to show you or not.
He doesn't know
it.
He
doesn't need.
Well, what did the people do here when they first put this land in cultivation?
You mean before they put it in?
Yeah, when they first moved in, it was all virgin soil.
You mean what they done for a living?
No, what did they do to the land to get it?
Oh, they broke up the sod.
Is this all that was on his grass, or?
You mean when they came in?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all soft, grass.
What did they do? How'd they do this?
Well, they just broke up with no...
Yeah?
Oh, I think an old walking moldboard plow. One bottom.
Mm-hmm.
They just turned that old saw over.
Mm-hmm.
Use it. Well, I reckon they used a team of mares or horses, mules, or go back to them washings again.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, I think, had horses they used to break it up with.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a groove that the plow cuts?
A furrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And after you plow, then what do? You break up the chunks.
Oh, you mean back there then or now?
Now.
Oh, you can use a hair or a tandem disc to break them sods pretty good.
What did they use then?
I mean, they used a log, because I'm about the same order as anything to make a drag out of, I imagine.
Do you have rocks around there, or stones, or?
No, very few rocks. Bless you too.